Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are on the phone with Susan Lenahan, an associate real estate broker with MJ Peterson in Buffalo. And Susan, we're wanting to highlight the Buffalo real estate market and what the current trends are with it. And I guess before we talk about the specific trends, I got to ask, Buffalo has been always touted as kind of the secret. Is the secret out? Do people know about the real estate market in Buffalo?
It's always been a secret. Buffalo's a really good deal. And as we see more and more out-of-towners starting to come in to Buffalo for various jobs here, they realize what a good deal we have. And we truly have a good deal as compared to other parts of the country.
When people are coming from out of town, I'm very curious to know what they're deciding to do once they get to Buffalo, because there's been such a job, I guess, boom downtown in particular with, you know, M&T Bank planning to open up a bunch of new jobs. New apartments are starting to open up in downtown Buffalo. Are most of the people who are coming from out of town deciding to rent a home or rent an apartment, or are they trying to go all in and just buy a home in the city of Buffalo?
I'd say it's mixed. The rents in Buffalo have gone up, and in many of these new apartment buildings, et cetera, some of those rents would equal a mortgage payment. So while the out-of-towners come in and they don't really know where they want to live initially, and they wonder, you know, if they can rent just for even 6 months, and we're starting to do that, it's really mixed. It's not all rental. It's not all buy.
So is, I guess, maybe looking at some of the demographics then that are coming in, are you saying that young people traditionally when they're coming in, they're renting first, and then once they get a few dollars saved away, that's when they decide to buy?
Yes. We're MJ Peterson will be helping M&T Bank relocate their people that are coming in for the tech jobs, and they're starting to come to Buffalo and look right now as we speak. And those people are renting, and we've got a lot of new places that have come online that we will be showing them apartments. Those people are renting first.
So are the people then who are coming from out of town, are they mostly looking at the city of Buffalo, would you say, or are they looking at suburban areas like Lackawanna, Cheektowaga, West Seneca, stuff of that nature?
They look all around. Many of the younger people, though, want to be downtown, that's for sure. Some people with families look to go to the suburbs, perhaps for the school system. Some of the people coming in with the medical campus look to go to the North Towns, Williamsville, Clarence, areas like that, or South Towns, Orchard Park, East Aurora. But definitely younger people are looking to be downtown.
For people who are looking to buy a home in the city of Buffalo, what's, I guess, the most popular section of town that homes are affordable, nice, good communities? What's the most popular area in the city?
Well, everyone wants to live in the Elmwood Village or live in North Buffalo. We have a real shortage of available housing. It's an inventory problem, and actually it's not just in Buffalo, but kind of all over. There's not as many houses as there are people who want to buy.
So definitely a seller's market, in your opinion?
Yes, it continues to be a seller's market just because we don't have enough houses for them to buy.
All right, Susan, anything else you wanted to get out about real estate in Buffalo?
We've had three very, very strong years, and this year, 2020, will be equally as strong a year. Buffalo is really on the radar map for more and more groups. They're seeing our little hidden secret here. They're seeing what a good deal it is, and they're starting to encourage people to look at Buffalo for job options. So it's a good deal. We'll have a very strong year. The interest rates are low. We are super busy right now. We've had a mild winter, and we've all had an excellent February in terms of sales. And we're still seeing in the city, we're still seeing multiple offers.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.